to be a freshman or sophomore in high school, and then to sign up for a Rotary Foreign Exchange program takes a lot of courage. I'm talking with Will Morrow because he has championed this program and facilitated it for the last few years, and it's been tremendously successful. And today was a big day, Will, because these kids sign up not knowing where in the world they're going to go, literally, and today they found out where. How is that?
It's very exciting. It's one of my favorite parts of Youth Exchange. One is sending them off, and the other part is when they get home. So they'll start learning foreign language now for about the next 6, 7, 8 months. And then they're off to parts across the world.
Now, Alex, when you signed up for this, not knowing whether you'd be going to Uganda or Albania or who knows where in the world, that must have had some intrepidations for you.
Yes, it was a very nerve-wracking experience, waiting and waiting and the paperwork and the interviews. But once I finally got to the end and found out where I was going, I was super happy with what I got.
And what made you want to be a foreign exchange student?
I haven't really gotten to experience the world, or I've never even been on a plane, and I thought it would be an amazing experience.
Life-changing.
Life-changing, yes.
Now, we've had a lot of foreign exchange students go and come here in this local area, I think for the last 45, 46 years, and invariably, each one of them is not the same person when they return. Even Will's daughter came back a different person. Are you ready for that transition?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited to see who I can become.
Okay, and our other foreign exchange outbound this year is?
Audrey Hobart Anderson.
Audrey, what country did you get selected for?
I got Italy.
Italy, the home of pizza?
Yep.
And pasta?
Absolutely.
Did you have any fears about where you might have to go and spend a whole year away from your family and friends?
There were some countries that I would be a little bit more intimidated in going to. I don't know, just because the cultural difference, but I feel like Italy would be such a good country to go to because, you know, it's very, it just seems like a really interesting culture.
Historical, right?
Yes, very historical. I'm really excited. Finding out was, oh my gosh.
Do you have any foreign language experience?
Not really. I've kind of dabbled in some random languages on Duolingo, kind of for fun, but I haven't really, I don't have much experience with a foreign language.
And when you come back, you'll be fluent.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
And Alex, did we say you're going to Germany?
Yes, I am going to Germany.
Now, this year's inbound foreign exchange student is Arda, and he is from Turkey. Now, Arda, you see these young kids that are ready to go out into the world. After being here in Alaska from Turkey, what would you say is the experience of being a foreign exchange student?
The experience, I believe that to such a different places and to becoming to coming from so much different cultures, livings, and everything, to go somewhere that you even know how what tomorrow brings. I think every single day when I wake up, I'm experiencing something new, something that I was not usual. I was not very comfortable with, but I done so many things, and I'm not feeling that I was the same person that I before I came, and now how I feel. And I think the experience of exchange really becomes and starts when you take off of the plane and you step on your new country with the people around us, and you start to understand that everywhere in the whole world that everybody experiencing a different style of life, and every one of them is very important, and every one of them has some value inside of their cultures.
Well said. Now, when you heard you were coming to Alaska, was that kind of a surprise?
When I learned that I was going to come to Alaska, the first word that came to my mouth was cold. Because I am in Hatay, which is the southernmost city in the whole Turkey, and it's never getting under 0 or 32 Fahrenheit, and I said cold, and then I started to research Alaska, but I never had any idea what was going to be until I came here, until I started my school, until I met with my EAO, Will Morrow, or until I meet with my friends in here.
And here it is, one of the warmest years we've ever had in Alaska. Maybe you'll have to go to Florida to get cold. Yeah. Will, for young people that are interested in being an outbound student, how do they take that first step?
You can go, there's the Rotary District 5010 Youth Exchange website. It's rye5010.org. Go there, find lots of information about applying, or contact the Soldotna Rotary Club.
So all the qualifications that are necessary are all put there in simple language?
Absolutely. And we're looking for, you know, freshmen and sophomores to apply, so they go outbound as sophomores or juniors. And we're not necessarily looking for the best grades. We're looking for the best candidates.
Absolutely. Will Morrow is the Youth Exchange Officer for the Zlatan Rotary Club. Alex and our foreign exchange students and our inbound ARTA is on their way around the world to become citizens of the world. And I'm Merle Sikorsky, returning you to that foreign-sounding sound of KSRM.